Om Shanti. Just arrived yesterday afternoon. Got a big invitation to take class. But then, I think it must be happening to everyone that when we leave our assigned places for service and we know that we are coming to our home, our sweet abode, Madhuvan, then thoughts do begin in the mind that what I am going to do this time in Madhuvan. I think it must be happening to everyone, isn't it? Yeah? So we all are on kind of similar. So then I start kind of inner chatting and also start feeling that I need to chat with others also. And then Dr. Nimla came to me, she said, do you want to take class? It was supposed to be in Pandavan. I said, yeah, I am internally conversing and it's good to converse with others so that somewhere we find that we are on a similar alignment into our thinking and into our efforts. Because even Baba says we are all number wise or whatever, but I feel that somewhere we all have to be on the same level of thinking and same level of making efforts. Few thoughts which came in my mind I will share, but I definitely also would appreciate if any one of you have started churning on that. Because each one of us, we do pay a lot of attention on maintaining the balance of self-efforts, at self-service and serving others, even if we are at our service places. But here we know that we don't have that responsibility. Even for myself, I arrived yesterday in Shantivan and first call I got in Ahmedabad that as soon as you arrive there will be 1 hour meeting. So I said, okay. So I began my visit with the meetings and this morning, all morning, I was in the meeting. So it's not that service or planning for service or whatever our responsibilities are that we don't have to do. We definitely have to do everything. But some or other we turn more inwards and start reflecting. Expansion and being a senseful. And we know that whatever I want to see happening around me in form of my family or other effort makers or my surroundings, my situations, there has to be certain powers which start working within, or our focus is more on using those powers so that those powers then extend into our physical world also. So one of the power or one of the churning which since few days, like even before coming to Madhuvan, seven, eight days, I was feeling so much pull, so much Baba's presence, and I knew that, you know, it's like Baba is calling me. And when that was happening, and then I start thinking that one power which I was, you know, paying attention a lot on, that how to go into details, but then when to just be a senseful. Or even in service, there is so much expansion, so much you can do. I think every step you take, like for efforts, every step we take is progress. For service also, every thought you have, you know, service get created. So there is a lot of expansion, and I don't think there is any Brahmin who doesn't have enough to do. Yeah? Is there any? A lot of people think these spiritual people are free, you know. And when they look at our timetable, our travel schedules and, you know, what we do, they are kind of astonished that that's what actually our lives are also. So as I said that both ways, one is when it comes to listening, you know, I need to know the details, but then how much details. Sometimes you want to know more, or sometimes there is other person who wants to know more. So whether it's details or whether it's expansion. So the power which I need to use, you know, we use word in Hindi, we say sar and vistar. You know, vistar is like expansion, details, and sar is that how I still stay very senseful, so that my ability to deal with expansion shouldn't be that when I'm dealing with expansion then I'm losing essence or losing focus. You know, there are some people when they do, they become such doers that they start losing a lot of focus. But here we need to gain more and more focus, because you know, our responsibilities want that kind of ability, that my ability should be such that I am going into details, but I know I can stay with my very focus, you know, very much into that clarity. You know, Baba talk about clear mind, but here clarity could be from other aspect. So that was one thing which I had been paying attention, and I had been feeling that that power, you know, will be needed more and more, as much over every moment, every thought, every word. You know, it's like so much we have to do that. But it shouldn't happen that the pull is of doing, but pull is more of becoming. And I know I was in just a day for in Delhi, and there is an Australian couple, and they have recently come on some 5 years job assignment, and they have this big firm and they wanted to have a program. So I went to their program, and the topic they had is quest for excellency. And I said that and it was a very good topic, but this whole thing of quest, which it comes to, you know, what are my needs, and if they are my needs, if they are my assignments, then how I reach to that, do it with that excellence or accuracy, which is also something very, very important. But my whole focus was that as much whatever I need to see happening outside, I need to see happen within, isn't it? And Baba has taught us to use different powers. And as much I am able to practice and I am able to use these powers, then I can see that how, you know, in my outside world, you know, all that is happening in reality. But one other aspect which was from last Murli, I liked very much, was, which was something which I always have loved to express my effort making life in a way, was when Baba said, how to check your chart. Because I always thought that why as Brahmins we always pin down ourselves for, I have this weakness and I have this, I didn't do this well, and it's like all the time. You know, sometimes this whole checking becomes such a checking attitude that I don't allow myself to come out of that checking, right? So I always feel it's good to notice and bring transformation, but don't pin down. You know, it could be positive, but it also could be hammering yourself in a subtle way. Why not allow yourself also to be in that, you know, growing in a very, very natural way. Do you remember that Baba gave us a new method to check our chart? Because my attention went on that aspect very much, that instead of checking, or sometimes we say, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't speak something bad, you know, this kind of chart. But other Baba said is, how much did I practice? You know, how much did I practice soul consciousness today? In the sense of checking on the percentage of my practices. So there is one very, I think it was one Sunday morning, I had this class, I had transmission class for whole region. And when I finished, then it was a special bhog and I was offering, and I'm talking, and then within few seconds when I'm offering bhog, for 15-20 minutes, I had such a beautiful experience. And then I thought that how many years, myself, of course, each one of you, whatever years you are effort makers, we practice bodiless stage. Right? still we're trying to figure out exactly again, we say, what is really being bodiless? Maybe when you are bodiless, you are very light. When you are bodiless, then you don't feel tired. Or if you are bodiless, you know, different things we share. But what my understanding, you know, which came to me was that when you are merged in Baba's love, when you have beautiful experiences of either experiencing presence of Baba or just receiving from Baba, that means whenever there is a beautiful experience, we are not aware of body. And I thought I rather have that bodiless stage where the soul is so merged, soul is so much in deep experience that you're not aware of the body. Like I didn't make any effort in 20 minutes, not for a single minute I was aware of body or aware of how many people sitting, what's the place, nothing physical. So that also got connected and I thought, why not? Our aim should be to create these experiences. So first thing, connecting with chart, why not take two more practices? And when I take two more practices, then what I am doing is that soul's ability to create such experiences will grow. And when you will have these beautiful experiences, will you be aware of your body? But if I sit here and I say, I'm soul, this is not my body, I have to be separate from body. We keep practicing and sometimes it's all right you get into that, but still you are so much aware. So I thought that, you know, after that I had been sharing with many that why not every moment or any time we sit with Baba, the thought should be, but that experience will be created again based on your practice. If you had been practicing any stage, then that comes as experience. That means you can emerge experience. Like some of the things I know, you know, there are two practices are of two kinds. One is like practice of soul conscious stage, practice of remembrance of Baba. Second type of practices are called your principles. Because they say these are my practices, that I want to be honest, that's my practice. I want to always speak truth, that's my practice. So there are two types of practices. One is practices we call abhyas. It's like you are practicing. Other is practices is, these are my beliefs, these are my principles. And I just practice those principles. So I think both kinds of practices are needed because each practice, let's say I practice that, no, that's, I have to be honest. Why there has to be any fear? I should always be honest. So I had been practicing. Now if I had been practicing, this honesty has helped my mind to come out of wasteful thinking. Let's say how people think about you. Something happened, then you say they might think like this. For me, I just say you have to be honest. What else can you do? Why should I think, or why should I think like what others think for me? So when you are honest, what has happened? You do not have wasteful thinking because you immediately say, no, there is very little to say when it is something which is truth. There is lot to make a story when it's not truth, because when it's truth, there is no story. So there is no details really involved into that. So once you are practicing one of your value is honesty, and you find how your mind stays very clear, stays very light, because you immediately say, I don't need to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be concerned about it. I just, because I'm honest. So what I'm saying that your ability to discipline your mind, not in a way to control, but you find that you have less and less wasteful thinking. Now that becomes a big asset, because if you do not have habit of wasteful thinking, and if you combine it with one of the practice of, like, if each one of us have that, I think must be a very common aim, that whatever happens, Where I go to? Baba. My first contact. Who is my first contact? Who is my immediate contact? Who is my contact in emergency? Who is contact where I share my joy? Who is contact if there is adverse situation I go? Is one Baba. Sometimes you see that, let's say situation come and you say, let me call so and so. But actually it should be, let me call Baba first. Then when you are in remembrance of Baba, then you say, well, this is the solution. Call this one, do this, this. But I remember that few years ago when I had something, I say, very close to Dadi, let me call Dadi. And then I say, but before that the thought should be, let me call Baba and then call Dadi. So when I start practicing this, now I find it has become like, you know, first you go to Baba. And then of course right person at right time, right place, you will find right directions because you are in remembrance of Baba. So combination of not having or, you know, control over wasteful thinking and then practice of going to Baba, if you combine that practice, there is lot of power within that, and that power is helping you to create experience. Like some Brahmins say, I am not having experiences. One is of course having experience is great, other is ability also to create experiences. Having experiences is that as if Baba, but then if my stage is not of that I am receiving, or Baba is pulling my intellect, but still I am too busy for that. So somewhere that it is kind of correspond with what Baba can give me and what I can receive. If my ability to receive keep increasing by these practices, then automatically it will happen that whenever Baba wants to give to the soul, I immediately respond to it and I pay more attention that no, I have to listen there, there is some more call there. So this was one thing I thought I will take my time here, in the sense of whenever I have few quiet hours, especially early mornings or often whenever few minutes here there, to go deep within and trying to have more clarity, try to figure out exactly that now this thought connected with a practical reality. Yesterday I was fortunate when I came, Dadis were there, I was able to spend some time with them. And I was just saying to Dadi that yes, we all are serving souls, serving world, serving VIPs, and you know, I know I'm spiritually born and always served, you know, serve VIP, serve. So, of course there is always this willingness to do, but it's not necessarily always like, no, I'm looking forward to meet a VIP, because when I was a young Brahmin, I met every president, every prime minister of country, went to ministers to give session on meditation, so there's nothing like a big thing. But then I was just chatting and I said, let's say we think about that if we all Brahmins, talking for all of us, collectively decide to reach to certain stage, that every 3 months, every 6 months, or Baba has given us 6 months. This time Baba has given a lot of homework actually. Every Murli was 1 month for this, 1 month for this, 6 months. And then if we do that, collectively, you think Baba won't be revealed? Or I am still waiting for one person or few individuals to come and they're going to glorify Baba. So I was joking, I said it shouldn't happen, maybe we keep running around looking for people who have to reveal Baba and forget that maybe we are the ones. I don't know why this thought came in my mind. And I kind of became very serious about it. And then I was talking even to Dadi Gulzar, don't you think that's other possibility? Of course we all are, you know, get VIPs, mic will come. one day Mike will do this. And I said, but if Mike comes, Baba is revealed to the world, and we are the ones who know God, and we're not revealing God, it's kind of looks a little bit strange, because we are the ones who know God, right? And Mike will just know a little bit, and maybe his voice will be, he will say something which will be covered by media or will have impact on the world, but our impact on the world, because again, where will people come? Where will people come? When the sound, you know, if there is a media coverage, where will people come? To the centers. Whom will they talk? To Brahmins. Isn't it? So it's like we should also sometimes, shouldn't think, no, Baba is saying now VIP will come and then VIPs will reveal Baba. I was thinking that sometimes we are shifting our responsibility as if we are not the ones who have to glorify Baba. And I thought that then we will allow ourselves also that we're not going to be in front anyway. We're not the ones who are going to lead anyway. There are some individuals, their part is to do that. But we as family decide on that, let's say, some of the main principles which we say, like world is looking forward now. They don't know what's true love. People do not know what's true love. And everyone in some way or other is struggling for love. And we all have experienced that true love. Right? Even we know that we have true love, but Brahmins have so much fear of attachment that they even don't love themselves sometimes because they think even that's attachment. But we know what's true love to be in that soul consciousness from Baba. Have we all experienced true love? Yes? Are you all up? No? It seems like up. That's why I'm asking. Have you all experienced true love? Yes? So there is not like, I am not being loved, I am not, you know, there is no, belonging and love is our first experience. So if I have experienced that true love, and the vibrations of true love through our eyes, through our features, through our actions, and if that's manifested, because now there are certain universities, the recent one, like one university has offered how many millions of dollars to do research on true love. Now, what it is, Judy, true love or something? Huh? Unlimited love. Now, we all know what is unlimited love, no? So they're spending millions of dollars to experiment on what is unlimited love. So I think that I feel that each one of us as Brahmins also should take this kind of responsibility, not in the sense of heaviness, but a opportunity, like Baba says, yes, children will reveal Father and we are His children. So since yesterday, this thought is so much in my mind that we collectively should say, okay, what will be in golden age? At least have some of those experiences at our centers. You know, at our centers we say, okay, what will be the experience in golden age? One of the experiences in golden age will be true love. What will be other experience in golden age? Harmony, right? There will be total, because of love there is harmony. What else will be in golden age? How many of you ready to go to golden age? We all going to golden age, right? We're waiting. Soon we have to go. But if we decide that wherever we are, the energy which we create, the environment which we create should be very heavenly. So anyone who comes here, if you talk about new world, that person will say, but it's right here. I could just feel it. So some of the things we have to make realities. we believe it's truth, but we haven't made it reality in the sense of impractical. And we start focusing on that, that what we have to do actually is to make everything as a reality. So when it is reality, you don't have to prove, because it's so evident, it's so open, and it's so visible that nobody will come and ask us, but rather they will say, but that's what I experience. So this was other thought I had, that each Baba's child should always think that Baba will be revealed through me. It's possible. It's not anyone. And it's not necessary that whatever has happened in yajna has happened by known people. Some very, very simple souls suddenly had come up with certain ideas, and today they are big things. So we shouldn't get focused outside by saying we're finding VIPs. But each one of you should think within, but I am also Baba's VIP child. So every time I speak, mic doesn't mean one day, one sound, few minutes will happen. But we speak, we are mics too, no? How many hours we give gyan, how many hours we do something. But this awareness, you know, individually, within the family, you know, we should be so proud. One thing has been happening a lot to me is feeling very proud of each Brahmin. Before I had never felt that. I always has felt that in this my family and you can connect and you can all that. And now I relate so much with every Brahmin because I know that we all are on same journey. We have same destination. We are all effort makers. Maybe obstacles, tests, methods, the way we adopt looks little different here and there, but actually 100% there is similarity, isn't it? So somewhere if we collectively create this affinity of knowing each other as effort maker, as co-traveler, as member of the family, as child of God, and whatever concept. So I find that these feelings towards, you know, within the family, as a big family, worldwide family, not only that, we are worldwide family, then changing into one kingdom, that's going to happen. So this affinity, you know, this kind of feelings towards whatever stage any Brahmin has, but love for each Brahmin. I think that's such a big sustenance. When there is this deep love, you know a Brahmin or not, whichever center any Brahmin is, you don't need to know names, but just this feeling of, so that one is like when we sit in, like during World Meditation Hour, what we do, we say we are serving the whole world. And what I have done 2 months some or other, this thought came in my mind, I just want to be with whole big family, my Brahmin family. I'm only thinking of world, but what about my family? How can we nurture each other? Nurturing doesn't come from one person or few people, but can we all nurture each other through our love, through our help, through our drishti, through our... So that one thing if we start doing, because all centers are Baba's centers. All children are Baba's children. So all homes are my home, or all brothers sisters are my one family. So how do I nurture through this kind of inner attitude that we all are effort makers? We all have to touch that goal to reach that aim, and we have to glorify Baba collectively, so that anyone goes anywhere. So this also was something which I was reflecting on. Looking forward a lot to spend few weeks which I have here, Whereas I said that I always feel that you have to look for culminations. No? I mean, that's what I am at point, I am always seeing where will it conclude. Even I am seeing everything is ongoing. It is ongoing, but where our journey, how is going to conclude, where is going to conclude, in what way? Like one of the things which I use always is, Baba says, any minute anything can happen to anyone is that how I am going to leave body. So people say, do you have choice? I said, of course we have choice. Said, how? I said, for me, keep Brahma Baba in front of me always. People say, do you have to remember Brahma? I say, it's not a question of remembering or forgetting. But he was number one. And if you want to follow Father, you have to keep him in front of you for everything. And one of the beautiful things is that how he became angel. He just became angel. No? Angel means it took a second, he became angel. So I always have this, I have instilled this image in front of me when I heard from Dadi, saw Baba left body. It's not that Yajna had not to continue, but he knew that his role will change. So he didn't show like as it's ending something. But of course he was showing this ending in the sense of his role changing. So that's why he didn't give directions for the future, because he knew that Shiv Baba's yajna will continue. I don't have to worry about it. But he knew that his culmination of his efforts, the time has come that he has to culminate. So for me, I look at lot many times inside and say, where I am culminating my efforts now? Up to what culminating point I have reached? Because it's ongoing, ongoing. And because of always thinking ongoing, not culmination, some Brahmins can get lack of enthusiasm or they get bored and they say, we can't see how long. Then they keep asking, how long will be like this? How long we have to keep doing it? How long it will continue? You're seeing it long because you're not looking at your culmination point. And my culmination point is my stage of perfection. So this also deeply within I have noticed that my attention goes a lot on this whole aspect of where am I ending in the sense of concluding my spiritual journey. Why I came to Baba. Of course Baba said do service, give message. This morning Baba was saying today everyone you will, that we will do. But my culmination is my stage of perfection and I have to always keep assessing that where am I at that point, how far I am into that. So this question of how long it will take, it does happen, you know, when that's why sometimes we want to know the date from Baba. Baba wants to know date from us and we want to know date from him. So it's always like badminton, no one wins, right? Last time also said to Dadi, you give date for everyone. And Dadi said, Baba, you give date. And then, so we never got date. And I don't think we're going to get date. But it's not we are looking for date, but internally, each one of us should at least go so deeper within yourself where you can see very clearly where I am at. How much distance more I have to travel. How much percentage more I have to attain. How consistent I need to be. You know, some of these questions is always to keep. And as much you're doing it, really, one of the important ability in Brahmins comes is that you go very, very deep and subtle. You are not lost, but you get where you get, your depth grows. And looking at your efforts, like you looking for these kinds of Like in conversations, people look for conclusions, no? You sit and talk for 10 minutes, you say, but where do we conclude? What's the conclusion? You move forward only after conclusions. So same is, one is conclusion, other is culmination, and I'm looking for culmination so that I know from this step how do I move forward, in what direction, in what way, what will be my next step. So it's not also culmination is that I'm just leaving body today, but culmination also could be feeling myself that I have achieved up to this, and this is, you can't say Baba, only Baba knows, I won't know. So sometimes otherwise the laziness, slackness, Baba talks of all these aspects, they also happen because you are seeing ongoing. Dadis have seen this for 67 years. When I came to Gyan, I thought it will be another 5-6 years. So I said, okay, just make efforts, 16 degrees, perfect. So anyone used to say something to do, I say, of course I will do. I have to become perfect. Anyone say this, yes, I have to do it because so now it's 45 plus years. So it's an ongoing journey, isn't it? And Baba wants us to have all the time enthusiasm. Baba wants us all the time to be alert. He wants us to be consistent. So what could help you is this habit of seeing your culmination and then moving forward from there. And it's a very interesting experience I find when I look, that not how near I am. Shouldn't say how far I am, but how near I am. There's different ways to look at yourself. You could say how far I am, or you could say how near I am. So when you see how near I am, your enthusiasm that I have come all the way up to here, what is left now? Let me do it. So this way journey doesn't feel long, but rather you just feel very comprehensive that yes, it's very clear, this is what I have to achieve, and you know, it's a very, very nice feelings which come. What else we need to do? Unlimited distaste really is, because when you see that how much more you could do spiritually and you're not doing it, that's where unlimited disinterest gets created. Why I am not doing as much I can do or I should be doing? Why I came to Baba? Why we came to Baba? For our spiritual growth, for our good stage, for staying close to Baba. That's why we came, no? So why we got interested in things which are not helping me to reach to my aim? So that's what Baba meant, disinterest. That sometimes we got interested into things we didn't come for. And I always remind myself, I didn't come here for this. I came, why I came, what was my seeking? So what I came for, I have to remember so that the interest I get involved into sometimes. So this interest is that temporarily we get interested into some of the things and then we put our energy there, time there, and then we find they were not worth. They would have happened anyway. You didn't need it to divert your route to do that, you know. So deeply within this disinterest which Baba talked about, you will be surprised. One of the sessions I had been taking, I think I took for January 18th and other, that Baba, Brahma Baba, had interest in everything. Now where disinterest and interest comes? This whole institution, whole yajna, is run based on interest, in the sense of dadis take interest in you. How you live, how you eat, what you do, it's their interest. If they say, we're not interested, whatever they come, it's up to them. Brahma Baba, you know, first little garden was created and had this grape vine, walked with gardener twice a day, spent time with gardener just to see, you know, if they are done properly in the morning, evening. Why did he take interest in gardening? I was telling them, whenever I left Madhuban, of course you go to kitchen, you get your food, you get whatever you need, you get transport. Still he said, oh, did you get everything? You have fruit? No, maybe you didn't get this mango, let me get it. Oh, did you get your transport? Why he has to take interest? His taking interest in me was life for me. When he asked me, his love, his, you know, it's not just love, but he showed that interest in my well-being as a Brahmin. So I had been teaching actually for 2 months people to take interest. Don't say I don't care. I said you have to care. Sharing someone that we have transport department, New York, we have every day some guests coming or going or passing. So it's like every day some people have to go to airport. So once in a while I say, but this one is coming, who is going to airport? They say it has been taken care of by department. I said, I want to know. It's not my department, but I want to know who is going to airport for this. So once in a while I just go into very details to see that it's done as according to Yajna principle, it's done according to what people will be happy with. Now Baba took interest. I only knew to cook very few things at that time. Baba made sure, he said, oh, child has come, she cooks this very nice. So today food, lunch will be cooked by her. We used to cook as a group. Why he took interest? And I feel a lot of young teachers, they come, they're not interested. I said, you know, I am asking 5 times the well-being of. They said, no, we done it. Department has done it. So I said, what do you mean? Our sharing this interest and love is the well-being of each Brahmin. Every time I am showing interest or Baba showed interest in my life, that was richness of my life because Baba asked me. You understand? On one side, so much it comes from that love. On other side, disinterest. Now what I should be disinterested in and what I should be... Because interest is a life. If you don't have interest... One very wealthy woman met me yesterday and she said, one of my difficulties in life is that I don't want anything. So I have no motivation. And she's from a very wealthy family, so just married. So they expect her to say, I need more jewelry, I need more, and she doesn't want anything. So I said, she said, tell me how to have motivation. So she started reading Gita, she's doing some religious books. She said, I am finding motivation of life. I said, there are 2 things. I don't want for myself. But what can I do? That's where service comes in. Dadi doesn't want whole Shanti, one for herself. But she knows that Shanti one is required. More construction is required. So her motivation is coming from service, serving others. Motivation is a big thing because also you say, what do I need? What do I need? I don't need. So you could get disinterested. But then Baba puts us like, no, you can serve the whole world. I don't need, but I can share if I have. Someone says, oh, brings 12 mangoes. Who will eat? Of course you can share with others, no? And I realized that how much Brahma Baba, at least for me, in those of you who have experienced, every time, every interest is shown, was a big thing for me. When I recollect, Baba took so much interest in my life. But it's not he had attachment, no. That was well-being, not only that, but garden, people, everything organized. He took interest that everything, until now, why everything goes well here. Every morning you get your tea. People take interest, isn't it? So you can reflect a little bit on that, how life remains motivated, remains where you have been ability of being all-rounder and taking care, but also disinterest. That means you are not caught up, you are not involved, you are not over, you know, taking into anything. It's like a very, very deep attitude where there is deep disinterest, unlimited disinterest, but on the other side there is a lot of interest. You know, I don't know, have you all thought about it? I mean, I still remember I was invited to visit Moscow and Saint Petersburg. I was amazed that every, you know, whether I have to visit to see the places or the food or anything, there was so much interest taken. I mean, it was not necessary. I could have been still taken care of. But we have this care, we have this love, we have this sharing in life. But there is no attachment involved, but there is a lot of love, there is a lot of sharing of life, you know, that's what it is. So it's not that Brahmins doesn't have, you know, like, I am disinterested, so I have nothing to do with you or no. It's not that, you know. Sometimes we start thinking that way, but that's not how it is. So how I see it when I use this word, reviewing the effort, is that, you know, as Baba, one of the things which every Murli Baba does is give us one of the practice. Within 1 minute, do this. For me, how I review it, that was I able to do it or not? The Baba said, within a moment, now go beyond, or whether experiencing home or my just being with Baba or just go into silence. My ability within 1 second to be in that stage. Because you won't get much time. When you need that, it's just 1 moment you need it. And it should be so well prepared that you only emerge it at that time. So this is how I will review it and say, am I able to do it at the right time? If I am not able to do it, that means I have still a lot to practice, then I should pay attention. In Madhuban I have time. Is my Amrit Vela good? Yes. If there is something which I need to work on that, is it before sleeping? You know, wherever, even in my timetable, I find because of whatever various reasons I am not able to do perfectly as I should, I can do it in Madhuban. That's another thing I review and to look at. So first is that, am I able to be in the stage Baba wants me? Not only Baba, but there's the need of time. There might be certain situations you just need to be bodiless in 1 second. That's not time you practice. So review this one thing is this. Whichever, take a list of 8-10 practices, Baba. Even this, all the Murlis of this season, every time Baba said, okay, now children, 1 minute, be in this stage. Be an angel, Baba said one time. You know, different practices. So that's how I review it, that being with Baba within 1 second, being in that stage of bodiless, and when I have call, I have to go home within 1 second. It's not I have to look for map at that time and say which route to take. your chance is gone, no? And second is also review my timetable. It's very good in Madhuban to do, to see just that. whatever stage, in whatever time, whatever efforts I need to make, if I cannot do it, I can at least make sure. So even I know that as when you all come here, there's so much happening, right? This class, that class, you have to reach here, reach there, reach for lunch, reach for, you know. But all that also I think is important, but if you also go internal, go within yourself and kind of, you know, look at your review, your whole timetable, that whatever way I am supposed to do. So I think it's a very, very, Madhuban is a place where lot can be received, lot can be done, lot can be learned. Because for me, when I return from Madhuban, even if I am so extremely kind of occupied in meetings and, you know, like whole month sometimes just goes, not knowing there is a single day we didn't have all this. But when I return, it's amazing power and amazing kinds of things, and you feel like you can, you know, just move mountains, you can glorify God today, you know, that kind of. So that means there is something which we can acquire here so much, so why not we take benefit? And of course there must be something which brings us here. When it comes time for Madhuban, we all are ready, we want to book and we want to come, and everyone wants to come to Madhuban. Not for just because I hope something will happen to me, but I plan for it. Someone said, I'm hoping when I'm in Madhuban, this sanskar will change. I said, don't hope, plan for it. It's not a question of hoping, but you have to. And one thing which I would say I review, keep it as a more review of effort, is that my thinking, my behavior shouldn't be at this time based on my old sanskars. It's very interesting to immediately know that again, no, this is sanskar working and I shouldn't. Let me work from my original stage, not from sanskar. And it's a very interesting thing when you start noticing, it's like a game all the time. Because you thought and you knew that this is how you will be thinking. You thinking because that's the way your sanskar is. Then you say, let me go to my original eternal stage and think and see the difference. It's a very interesting, because when Baba talks of that old sanskar shouldn't really be the governing our lives or governing our thoughts, words. It's not necessarily negative ones, but same pattern. That means somewhere deeply I'm not just kind of saying it. Everything, pay attention to emerge from my original sanskars, original sanskar, not sanskars which I acquired in copper age and iron age. And you enjoy it so much. For me, since I am become aware, I immediately say, I'm not going to think this way. Even I have thought, but I cancel it and I said, no. My original eternal stage is this. Now I think, oh I think. And I enjoy it because that's the solution. That's where the power is. But if I'm still going into same pattern, same pattern, same pattern, as I said, even if it's not bad, but we know it's connected with sanskar. And just one last thought is that this whole thing of once in a while, few seconds, past memories, if they come, for some it's longer they come, or past experiences emerges of any kind. So when this whole thing I am reviewing now, that what way my present should be so fulfilling? What should be my present every moment? And you will find that the day your present is good, that day you don't think of anything. And when the day you are kind of low and you are not in paying attention, then suddenly some past experiences will emerge. This one did this to me. or some old image will appear, some old situation will appear. That means my present is not fulfilling, that is still or concerned for future. Concern for future. This will happen or not? This will happen or not? This will happen or not? So past memories and the future concerns. Then I realize what Baba says, carefree emperors, or be carefree, really means that the quality of effort at present should be such. Because it was suddenly, I also, you know, means I don't have this kind of, you know, in some things like people think Lord and past, and it, but suddenly a glimpse could come, you know, 30 years ago, this time, this situation, or this person. It's like it becomes so fresh, like as if it happened. And I noticed because that day effort was not intense. And then I said, no, effort should be so intense at present that past, not even in subtle form. Not sanskars, I am talking of here, the experiences or image or... And also sometimes we overact because of concerns or fear. We are not able to be stable. Our thinking, our all is like, I am still concerned for my future. This concern for future of this uncertainty doesn't allow person to be going deeper, deeper, subtle, stable, you know. So what are the components in present? Like each one of us have to figure out which are the moments where I just feel so complete. Because that completeness, when Baba talks of completeness in image, is so important. Because when you feel those completeness within you, that's where your future concerns. Otherwise, all of us, means once in a while, will say, I don't know, this will happen, this will work out, how long will work out, will it? Every situation can pose as a concern for the future. But Baba said, children, you are my children, drama is fixed, I am your provider, I will take care of you, I am responsible. Knowing all that, but still, then we say, after all, I have to be sensible, no? So I have to do it. We think we have to do it. Take it that way. So someone said, what about past learning? I said, you learned, then why are you thinking? Why are you reviewing the situation? So sometimes good ones come, sometimes you were hurt, you had pain. Someone didn't interact well with you while settling karmic accounts with some souls, all that, those images start emerging. But if I have to be perfect and I have to be angel, all this has to go. No? Otherwise this look very transparent, crystal angel, and all these, you know, things blow up, showing past memories, just imagine. Will be such a spotted kind of angel, no? Sometimes that's what I do, I put myself into this. It's a very crystal, clean, transparent. But these little dots, you know, they won't look good, no? Will they look good? It has to be clean, clean. So that also one of the present, at least when I was reviewing, is that how, as I said, we are finding answers and what is that complete effort? One is becoming complete, but what is that complete effort in which, like Brahma Baba never shared those. We never saw old sanskars in Brahma Baba. He also lived with us for 63 births in Copper Age and Iron Age. So I thought one is to use more eternal original sanskars most of the time, and secondly, complete effort. There should be nothing lacking in my effort so that the past fears and pains and sorrows or pleasures. Can't live on past credits, do you know? Some people live on past sorrows, some live on past happiness, but I always say they are old credits, you know, you can't live on them. You have to earn every moment new credits. So this is all, this was also my kind of reviewing aspect of seeing that present should be such present that no subtle, gross memories from past, no concerns for the future, so that you really experience that carefree king, as Baba says, carefree emperor. And of course, to, in the end, to conclude, I feel Baba's love is Baba's study, and that's Baba's sustenance for us. Every day, when you find your love for Murli, keep increasing. You love what Baba says, you love how he says. Whenever you review Murli, sit and you find that it's like Baba talks of herb of life, you feel that just working like herb. Anyone has? I think everyone must have some things. But what I suggest that as we are here together for a few days, if we can, each one of you can write based on what are your present reflections and what you're really looking forward. How would you want to see yourself within a month or within a few weeks? Or so if you become very clear, up to whatever extent you can, if you write, and then from there you can create some of the themes for discussions, for churning, for classes, for experience in meditation. So take at least six main things, whichever you feel, and give yourself 6 days that I'm going to focus on. And if you have some very good ones, you can share with us. I don't mind if you want to share so that we can open it more for our discussions, more for our classes, family sharing. Because I think that's what is needed now, that we all can. Because just one individual sharing is not enough. It has to be every individual sharing, but how we do it, no? So I thought one of the method we can use it, each one of you can, not very long, but briefly write on what you're aiming at and what your present focus had been and what your reflections are and how would you want to see yourself. You know, a few of these things you ask yourselves and write. So if you can give to either your coordinator or you can give me, then we can look at it and see how we can share it as a family together. Before we leave from Madhuban, we know that we are ready. Right. So it's a time for introspections, and then we'll be further. How do we extend our journey, expand and whatever as to... Right? Okay. Did it stimulate enough for us to churn? Because it's just... that's the whole thinking, is just how we get more inspired, and as much we inspired, then it becomes very clear and becomes very, very easy. Okay, nice to be back in Madhuban and share with the family here. Om Shanti.